can not smell nothing but this indica. Stumble through the party with my wisdom tucked. Hit you with your shit out, made you give it up. I don't need no vest. Niggas say they curry, niggas say they run our test. Niggas really shoot like Deion Waiters, it's a mess. It's beyond hating at this point, ain't never had the matrix flex to dodge your shit. I feel like Neo, nigga. Tryna put me in a box, hop out like Nemo, nigga. Got the same ones from the block and I don't need more niggas. Every time you think it's squad, here come like three more niggas.
Run this shit like the Godfather, the Don Vito, nigga. Got the function going up like I don't see no ceiling. Like it's winter, isn't it? I don't see no best. I don't got no reason, they know where I'm not protect. Heard they gon' do what, my nigga? I don't see no threat. Heard that we next up, that's why I feed be on they necks. Heard they on alert, my shirt cool, I don't need no less.
The label never came like Trinidad James. Bounce and break your back when I crack like Bane. You hang out with rats, nigga, Donald Duck and Mickey. 12 had us running up the block like Ricky. Run the fade, had skin tilted like Ray J. I wanna play, I want all the smoke like Dre Day. It feel like a vacay when I'm in your city. Should've seen you creeping from the side like
Vic. I don't see no vest. I don't got no reason, they know where I'm not protect. Heard they gon' do what, my nigga? I don't see no threat. Heard that we next up, that's why I feed be on they necks. Heard they on alert, my shirt cool, I don't need no
ass. Ever saying less if I don't know you well. Turned 18 in a holding cell. I've been dodging time like the Matrix. Broke the rules and got by like the Patriots. Gas fumes, you got high off the fragrance. Cash rules, who am I to disobey it? Papoose, Remy love me so aggressive. Tesla, I've been self-driven, no need helper. Made man, ain't sweet. One room service, I spent days in. I feel like a pretty bitch, I'm eating off the looks. Handle bars and hit a Willie Smith, Carlton, how they shook. Dropping jewels like a pirate, getting wavy with some cooks.
I don't see no vest. I don't got no reason, they know where I'm not protect. Heard they gon' do what, my nigga? I don't see no threat. Heard that we next up, that's why I feed be on they necks. Heard they on alert, my shirt cool, I don't need no vest.
All right. I'm going to smoke, and I'm going to talk to my damn self. And I might even go on a rant or two, because it's just your girl, Leash, in the building here today. I don't know if we are recording. I might just be talking to myself as usual. So basically, I'm gonna give you a little gist of what today's episode is gonna be like. In a nutshell, there's gonna be a whole lot of random singing, a whole lot of multiple personalities, a whole lot of oddness. And once again, I still don't even know if we're recording. Are we recording? Okay. I'm like, this is gold. But yeah, that's what's gonna be happening today. But for now, Alicia's gonna try and find a letter. Voila. I found one. I'm gonna light this. You know I gotta do a lighter flick, like. Lil Dwayne. I hope you guys lit up too. Wow, we're really throwing it back here, huh? With the solo Johns. I haven't done one of these in a year. Why? Because it's been a year that I've been at Ripe. Lou never gives me anything when I say something about that. It's crazy. Been a year. But yeah. So this is the first solo episode in a whole year. And I forgot how I usually used to talk to myself. Like, it's kind of different. I gotta have something before the intro, so you guys are gonna have to, like, bear with me while I come up with something to talk to myself about. You know what I want to go on a rant about? People in New Jersey, when they drive and they feel the need to honk at you at green lights. Is it just me that feels that way? Like, on my way here, there was a little bit of a prolonged red light when I was coming from the gas station. I was second in front, and there was someone in front of me. Now, another thing that's even worse than the people that honk at people at the stoplights to let them know when the light is green is the person that's not the first, like, it's not the actual person behind the first person to go. Like, the second person in line isn't the one honking. It's people that are, like, hella cars back. Why are you honking? Who made you the messenger from way back where? No one. But some random person decided they were going to be the messenger for the world. God gave them that purpose in life. That was their purpose. And he honked from like four cars back. And I was just so confused because I was the second person in line. I didn't even honk. It was like we all can see the light has changed. I think now we all can see this long-ass light that we all are staring at has changed. We do not need sir from the back to decide he wants all of us to go by a honk. I think that is the most tacky shit I ever saw. And I damn well almost just stood there. But then I was like, why am I punishing everybody else behind me? Which is what he should be thinking, is why is he punishing everybody in front of him with his dumbass honk? Irritating our lives. And who am I looking at? I'm like, there's no one here. But yeah, I guess that was good enough rant for the intro. Lighter flick. Lil Wayne. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast. The only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life. And that's weed, chicks, and vibes. And so you know when you come on Lit Like Leash, you get a whole lot of chicks, a whole lot of weed, and some dope-ass vibes, okay? Guys, it's officially 5 days, right? Oh, let me make sure I'm doing the math right on that. It's officially 4 days until the Litiversary and a week until the Litopia of the three levels of Lit, the level three, where we're going to have the celebration of a lifetime in honor of your girl, the highest owner in podcast land, and then watch it be like me and the team. It's no problem. I love them. But yeah. So yeah, turning my Jordan year next Wednesday. But it's interesting. The older I got, the more grown I got. I didn't really see an emphasis to start planning things for my birthday. Like I would like a trip. Okay, that's nothing. But I mean like an actual like celebration. Like, oh, let's go here, here, here for my birthday. I haven't done that in a while. And my parents were asking me what I wanted to do for my birthday, like family-wise. And I was just like, barbecue, it's the summer, I don't know. I think. Yeah. So, what's the strain segment? Let's move on and get into our lives, because this is going to be a short-ass episode, as you can see from the time limit you saw at the end of this bar of wherever you're seeing this, Apple Podcast or SoundCloud, check us out. But anyway, it's going to be short today, so we're going to breeze through the episode. So the What's the Strain segment today, Leisha has brought, and yes, I talk in the third person, some MedStation medical grade gold. I think this one is called Bubba Kush. I've had that before. You guys had plenty of episodes where we've had Bubba Kush, so you know how our experience is and how we get high off of it. But yeah, I rolled it in what? Backwood, but no paper this time. Trying something out for my birthday week. Just dipping my toes in the water a little bit. Just a little bit. So catch me back in August rolling the usual way I roll. But for now, I'm trying to do like no papers. How do I feel rolling this right now? I mean, I think it's a pretty good mellow kind of high, to be honest. It's not too wild. Like, I'm not, although I did, no, I'm gonna save that for what's the tea. I did some dumb shit today. I got a crazy ass story for you guys, but yeah. Leisha can't hang is the moral of that story, but we'll get into that in what's the tea. Or lessons. No, I might save that for lessons from Leash, because I don't I don't think I really have my phone. Do I have my phone? We'll just see. But yeah. So, what's the strain? How am I feeling? This is giving me a mellow kind of high. It's not really too dank, but it does have a nice, like, you know when, like, you smoke and something hits the back of your throat? I call that, like, a you guys can't even see me. But anyway, that's what it has. And the backwood makes it even more stronger. Actually, I've been rolling in Fronto. I always want to say Fanta, like the fucking soda. But Fronto and paper recently a lot. Trying to get my experience in that, because for the Litopia episode, I'm trying to have all different kinds of fucking smoking methods. So you guys can see how each strain tastes on a different kind of smoking method. So I'm practicing for you guys. I'm not rolling Dutches though, so y'all can X that out your fucking memory. And no cigarillos either. I mean, unless somebody bring them. But that's not how we do. But, yeah. So, I guess we can get into What's the Tea. What's the Tea segment after I take a sip. A sip. Alright. What's the Tea segment is a segment of the show where we talk about the tea we saw in social media this week. Like the shade room where I live and breathe and die. You probably see me in there all the time in the comments. And then also social injustices we see on the news and local news outlets every day that kill our eyes. This week, I was listening once again to The Read. Shouts out to them. I love them as a podcast. Please check them out. They are so dope. And I was just thinking of some topics and also thinking of some past things, like past situations, because I was also binge listening to The Read. So it was also was listening from episodes from like last year where shit hit the fan and shit. And I was like thinking, like, remember when Kendrick Lamar had that concert and then that white girl had said nigger and everybody was like in an uproar on Twitter, you know, white Twitter, in an uproar on Twitter about how it's in the song, how come she couldn't get to say it, how come everyone's so mad. And once again, I still say big F you to that girl, because she knew what the hell, she could have skipped that shit, it was so easy. But on another note, it just brought to my attention when I was listening to the episode that, like, is it really the rapper's fault, or is it on the listener to not say nigger or nigga or nigga? Well, if it's a white person, they say nigger, but nigga in a song, like, is it on the rapper? Should the rapper not use it? Because I don't think we talked about this when Kendrick Lamar and that shit happened. I think that was off season. Yeah, that was off season, I think. But I think, honestly, hello. Oh my God, guys, there's people that came to come hang out with me.
Oh, you here, Dola?
Hi. Yeah, hi there. Dola. How are you?
Leash, what's up?
Nothing much. I was. Nice to meet you, Leash. Nice to meet you. Ah, strong grip. No, not like that. I was like, oh, shocking. Oh,
shocking. How you been, y'all?
I'm good. I just got done this morning. You feel me? Was sitting in Brooklyn, like.
Anyone just like that on the road?
Listen, it's birthday week. You feel me?
Oh, for real?
Yes. No, Leo.
You're Leo?
Yeah.
She Leo, gang.
22nd.
Oh, when's your birthday? Is it 22nd?
Yeah. My birthday is on the 22nd. No, my birthday is 24th.
Well, how you feel?
Do you know your other signs?
Huh?
Do you know your other signs?
Oh, no.
Nah, she's like into,
I'm
like,
really into
no, that. No. I've always wondered, but I've never taken the time to go look it up.
Yeah. Well, if you figure out what time.
Can I burn something?
Jesus Christ.
Do you know your other sign? Do you know what time you were born?
Leo, Leo gang.
Yo, my birthday August 12th. Ah, Leo gang in the building.
And that's why I knew the energy was real.
Nobody go harder for their gang than Leo.
That's not true. And you know what's hard?
Why are you so upset?
He's asking.
Oh, okay.
Leo's and Cancers are the biggest lovers.
Yeah.
They're really big hearts.
You love Leo so much.
You know?
Not really. Y'all are not compatible, like Leos and Capricorns, but it depends what your other signs are, which we're going to find out.
Me and Ugo mad compatible.
That's because you have other signs, because you have a Cancer in you, and Capricorns and Cancers get along.
I don't have this nothing in me.
It doesn't get complicated.
Well, I'm listening. I'm tuned in.
Yeah, she's in. She's like...
You got to get the pattern, because it will read you to
fill. Oh, thanks, Leash.
Uh-huh. You got to get the pattern. We got to be able to go on this. It might make you cry, you know? It's going to make you feel things. You feel things.
You're trying to not feel things by saying that.
That so sounds like a problem.
How you been? Where is everybody? There's usually mad people in here.
Yo, it's usually busting.
So this anniversary, I was like, let me just have like the Liddy team. For two reasons. One, I had booked people, but then some people are just flaky.
Flaky.
Secondly,
you take your time, Amy.
Oh, who rolls the... I thought you don't smoke vape.
He doesn't... He doesn't... Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have that much left.
Yeah.
Where do I have?
Yes, fine.
Okay. He's gonna have something.
All right, that's but let me see. Like a bucket? Oh, you needed ash? Is that what we were discussing? What were
we saying? We're gonna have to figure it out later.
We were talking about something. Why people aren't here? Oh, people aren't here because Velvet has her performance, so she's at her rehearsal. I'm going to that after this, and that's why this is gonna be a short episode, too.
It's all good.
I like her name.
Velvet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she
can sing very well.
Who?
Yo, Leash, you got like your baby names picked out? Like if you have children in the future?
Cairo.
Cairo?
Okay.
Wow, that was quick.
Pick a Kay.
Because everybody has their names.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
When I told my mom that, she was like, perfect.
That's a nice name, though. Cairo with a K?
Mm-hmm.
Cairo's a K?
Cairo with the K.
Oh, Cairo with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo? That's cool. Sounds like a little, he sounds like a character, right?
Like Kylo.
Either way, right. If it's a girl or a boy. That's what I mean.
Like Kylo, like the
country.
Yeah.
Like the city.
Or the city, sorry.
It's okay.
Why?
I'm going to delete that part for you.
Oh, we live?
Yeah. But.
What?
Yeah.
The closer I get to you. The more you make me see.
Blunt hit.
So why did you pick Cairo?
Oh, okay.
I picked Cairo because I forgot where I always want to name that, like, you know how Kris Jenner has all her kids matching with a K? I always wanted to do that with my kids.
Wow.
Like, not even if, like, even if I, okay, so if I had a boy, I would probably name them after my husband, if I had a husband.
Yeah,
or if it was me, it's just me. Or either way,
it's cute.
Probably just me. Cute. I'm just going to name it after, okay? Just to be, because I'm a Leo and I like my fucking name.
I like the fucking name. Okay, man.
It's my shit.
I think my dad did that by accident, too. What? All his children's names start with a D.
D?
A G?
D.
A D.
My mom named me Butt. My dad kept the D's going.
did
he? Did. My mom didn't stay with the letter name. She switched it up.
The only tradition my family has is, which I created, which is taking my mom's middle name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is there Ash? I'm over here just like.
No.
Is it?
Go ahead, dude. Okay. That's what. Oh, damn. On the paper, you. Crazy.
I didn't put it on the paper. I knocked it off with the paper. Oh, come on.
I'm watching him like, yeah, he's gonna try and light this bitch up.
Oh, you better light this bitch up.
I see him.
I don't know. Did you take this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna take it. I was grinding.
Yes, yeah, like
I was grinding.
Ooh, I like it.
Remember Chameleon?
Chameleonaire? Yeah, she called him Chameleon.
That's his name, though.
Chameleonaire is his name.
He's not a chameleon.
I thought his name was
and
Chameleon.
And he's mad rich right now, actually.
He's rich right now?
Yeah. He's doing big shit.
Hell yeah.
What?
His music, though.
No, I know.
Oh,
he's grinding on the tech shit.
Oh, he's just dropping money in tech companies.
Wait, he's making money off investments?
Yeah.
Oh, he's... smart.
That's how you do it. Like,
shout out to
Quinn. He had, bro. That's
he's about to really be a chameleonaire. I can't believe it.
Akon went and did his shit in Africa, and now he's like really rich.
Yeah, like that's what I'm trying to do, bro. Just get a little bread.
Let's go crazy.
Shit, be a philanthropist.
I'll just stop doing music.
Start.
What? Then I'll just stop doing music. I'm never going
to stop doing music, but like,
you notice that most philanthropists that are famous are probably rich.
Like hold on.
Is that a general statement?
What?
Say again.
I said most philanthropists that are famous are probably rich. Is it just me?
Oh, yeah, because they have, like,
no problem.
What I always say is that you always got to have, you know, different source of income.
Yeah.
Not just be working one job if you want to be wealthy.
Diversify your bonds, nigga.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm going to start. I just got a new job, so I'm going to start. You know,
a word? Trip.
Yeah. If you're looking for a job, let me know. They always hire.
you think it's hiring?
Yeah, no, they always
hire. Oh, wait.
And they pay good. You can walk
oh, she's grinding.
3 G's off a check.
Oh, no, yours is right here. My bad.
But I got what was I going to say? You should always have different sources of
this
income.
One?
I'm going to start looking into buying stocks in solar, companies. Mm-hmm. Because
they're
going
to go big?
Solar is going to be big in like the next 2 years, I promise you.
You notice when people buy stocks, they always say, it's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
No, I feel you, but, not, but it is, though, because the government...
But not really.
Not for real. The government is forcing companies to have like a certain percentage of their company making solar energy.
Yeah.
So...
That makes sense, because they just banned plastic bags in New Jersey.
Exactly.
Banned them.
So, you know, solar companies that don't have enough... They don't have enough data or whatever to make solar open.
Uh-oh. Damn. Oh, no. All right, we saved it.
Yeah,
all right, the other bag open.
Solar companies, companies in general, are going to have a certain percentage of their company making solar energy. So they call this thing in New Jersey, it's called the SREC. So basically, if you make 1,000, I work for a solar company, but I'm not advertising. I'm not doing that shit. But I'm saying that you should definitely. So you can drop it there. I'm definitely telling people to invest in solar. Like I said, 1,000 kilowatts equals 1 SREC. 1 SREC.
Thank you.
1 SREC is can go for like $200 to $250 right now.
Yeah, you heard me. What's an SREC?
It's a solar renewable energy credit. So it's like a tax credit.
Interesting.
So one could go for like $250. $200 to $250 now. In the next 2 years, that shit can go up to like $5,000 for one.
Oh my God.
So if you rack up with 5, that's like 10 G's right there that you just made. You could sell that to any company. Because at the end of the year, they're going to have to show the government that a certain percentage of the company is making solar energy. And they're going to want to buy your stock, which will be they'll be able to put on their company. So if you want more information, hit me up.
If you would like more detail, solar energy.
Mackie Omo. Discussing solar.
If you want to talk solo, I'll talk solo with you.
But not Forex. We got Shaq.
I haven't delved into the Forex life yet.
We got to talk to Shaq about that.
I got a question.
What's up?
I'm about your podcast.
Oh, what's good?
So I'm new. So
yeah.
What's this about?
Oh.
Brain fart. No, it's all good. Take your time. You know what it is. Look like leash. Niggas be hot. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Come on, man.
You know the vibes.
You know the fucking vibes.
Anyway, so Lit Like Leash is a podcast where I invite a bunch of creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you draw stick figures. Doesn't matter if you like to rap in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
If you produce web series. If you do anything creative. You write poetry. You paint. You like to do murals on the side of buildings without people knowing. Hey.
Come and tell on yourself.
Exactly. So anybody can come. It's like a high network. And then they come on here. I've had a bunch of people meet, work together. I didn't know that they already knew each other. They would come on like, ew.
She's a meow.
I'm done.
Yeah, so it's just like a high network. And I just like to smoke so much and meet new people. So
this is dope. I like to smoke so much and meet new people. That's the origin story.
No, that's why I keep coming back.
No, it is, man. You know what it is. I fuck with it.
So, like, there's no set questions or anything like that?
Oh, well, she gets crazy.
She has a
form. It gets crazy.
We haven't delved yet. Actually, what time is it? We have to.
Actually.
I want to talk about Blac Chyna versus Tokyo Toni.
I seen that.
I did.
For the third time.
All right, so what's up?
Shady!
What's it about?
So, you know who Blac Chyna is, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
hell
yeah.
You know who Tokyo is? Mm-mm. Tokyo is her mother. She fights her mom like
all
almost
the time.
Every day. Yeah, they fight all the time.
Like Tokyo!
So what's the problem now?
Looked.
I think they were... She looked crazy.
Wild.
She looked crazy.
I gotta see a pic.
You don't want
you,
to. I don't want to see a pic. Damn.
Imagine an angry mom times 30.
Like, oh, like she was just mad.
She was psychotic,
she
man.
She was wilding. She looked like she was about to knock her out. I thought they were like, actually gonna get physical.
Yeah, like well, not even on some like crazy, like on some.
What is
really
on some like reality show?
Shit. Like she, was, like she didn't even know who the fuck she was when she was yelling at her.
Yeah. Like it.
And it looked
her,
like it
wasn't her daughter.
Like. And it looked like it was something that was like trained. Like she was regular deck. This is what she does. Like it seemed like the interaction they had. Like for Chyna, that was like.
That's but that's what I'm saying. They fight all the time.
It's not that she's around.
They fight all the time, so it's like this is like when I saw it on Twitter, it was like Chyna versus Tokyo Part 3.
Three.
They fought in the same kitchen 3 times, said different clothes, obviously.
Who's recording this stuff?
I think it's a reality show.
Zeus.
Oh,
that's how they pronounce it.
Zeus. That's the name of the network.
Mm-hmm.
They gave this woman a show.
It's probably like a web series.
Black China been trying to get a show for years.
She was.
But the Kardashians blocked her blessings.
Yeah. She blocked her blessings.
She blocked her blessings by fucking up that shit with Rob. She should have stayed with
him. Yeah, she should have never.
Forever.
She could have done that way better.
She could have literally had a spot at the throne right now.
She's bugging.
Yeah.
She could have been she could have been like when Jordan got kicked out of the Kylie circle, she could have been the next Jordan hanging out with Kylie.
So you don't think it's true when she says that the reason why she left him is because he's like mentally unstable?
Who?
Rob.
I don't know. I feel like
she said that he's bipolar.
I felt
really
that she should have known that before she decided to have a child with him.
I think that
that's wild,
she didn't. Bro. I think that she planned to infiltrate.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
and
what
then,
I'm saying. Get
the
money.
Way she did it, even if she was gonna infiltrate, right? She could have done it on some shit where they would have never known she was infiltrated. She could have been a top secret agent, Jason Bourne. But she wanted to do sloppy work. Like, she could still have a seat at the throne and be still cool with them and not be with
what's Rob. That dude name? The dude that's with Chris. You see, he's there. He been chilling.
Who?
Sitting at the side of the throne.
Chris Jenner?
Her boyfriend, the Corey. That's his name.
Yeah.
Chilling.
But apparently she's not crazy. She's just...
He plotting on Chris.
Yeah, but I feel
he
like...
He waiting for that time to tick.
For some reason, I feel like Rob is a little unstable.
No, I mean... That's what has been reported, but
they're all crazy to be honest.
But yeah, everybody in that family is crazy except for you know, rest in peace, Rob. Mm-hmm.
He dead.
Not Rob. Yeah, the father. What's the father's name?
Bruce.
It is Rob.
The father's name is Rob, right?
Yeah.
That's what I.
Oh, the lawyer. Oh.
Yeah, the father.
I'm
Rob Kardashian. Rest
mm-hmm.
in peace.
Let me see what you got.
Speaking of Rob Kardashian, y'all seen those OJ tweets?
No, my nigga came back.
Yeah, he's been on Twitter now. He got a Twitter.
Yeah, I seen the first video he posted.
Huh?
You look so
He said something about that, you know, everybody's been talking mad shit about him, and now he got a Twitter so he can reply to all the bullshit. Some shit like that, basically. So,
my dude.
Yeah. Bro, you just got out of jail.
Let it ride.
Calm your ass down. But I would not fuck with OJ. I'm sorry.
What do you mean, like, go out of dispute with him?
I would not be trolling OJ.
Oh, no.
OJ seems like a troll. I mean...
Like, he's gonna be riding that way.
My nigga literally was able to get away because he had the right glove size. So, I think he's the ultimate troll.
you seen that,
He killed them niggas. So, him anyway, but just off the fact that he's a troll.
You seen that OJ trial shit? The shit on TV?
The one that was on Netflix?
USA.
Oh,
USA. It was on Netflix now.
The guy, what's his name?
Who's
the, that guy.
Cool. Cuba's a pedophile, right? What happened with that? I forgot.
No. Not a pedophile. Come on, my man.
He's a
nah, he was. I think he was. Wasn't he groping some woman at a strip club?
They said he got arrested. I don't know. I don't
know. Is he still in jail?
He was released.
Look, celebrities are human too.
Yeah, like, nigga, want to grab some ass. He was at a club.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not saying, no, hold on.
Well, I'm not saying, I mean, he just got a, I'm not saying he.
Consent.
Yeah, it was consent.
Hello.
But was it a strip club?
Wait, it was a strip club.
It was a strip club.
Still come consent. On,
what? Wait.
Consent?
Guys.
I can't touch. Well, I'm, wait, that's what I'm paying for.
Guys.
What are you talking about? You can't touch. Yeah. You never been in the.
If she's like, ill, stop, ill, move, move.
I know somebody get off.
Oh, that's different.
Though. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, if you.
Her ass in front of me.
Oh, yeah, that's
and I'm throwing dollars at her.
That's unwritten
payments.
Consent.
He said that's
payment. Like,
there are some strip clubs that don't allow you to touch.
Fuck her, like,
true,
fuck
true.
Up, what?
I don't know about much strip clubs like that.
No, there are, like, in.
That don't allow you to touch. Yeah, but they're in cages. But they're in cages.
I know.
I'm saying, like, the ones that you can't reach and touch, but the ones that come around and be like.
That's a different story. If they're
that's touching, what I'm saying.
If they're touching you, that's like kind of like a physical.
So what is he for him to be groping her? I feel like she would have to be pretty close.
Well, you don't know the story.
Mm.
That's very true. But if I can, I can kind of guess what kind of story it was.
No,
she was,
that's not fair.
She was what do you call it? He was throwing dollars.
He was throwing dollars.
She was shaking ass.
We know
taking
it's from the
names.
Strip club.
Taking names.
We know it's from the strip club.
I mean, we don't. We're just. I don't even know why he got arrested.
Y'all was there.
Yo, he's just.
He's. I'm just begging.
It's a podcast. Like,
oh, I don't think we're supposed to admit that. I think we're supposed to talk about that afterwards.
We're not supposed to let the one into that. You know?
Nah, no, that's the thing we saw. Uh-huh. That's funny. Anyway, but yeah, I believe that is the story. I mean, if I'm just recklessly talking, let me get my phone out real quick.
Yeah,
what's up?
Let's see.
Okay, so while he gets his phone.
Oh, yeah, I
never. Was it
Megan Trudeau? R. Kelly is about to go under the jail.
No, is he really? Why would they find on him?
They gave in all the videotapes of him.
Who's they? Yeah.
His mans.
Like, who's his mans?
All his people.
Wow.
Gave in all the tapes.
They're probably tired of his ego being so big. He's like, not only did I get away once. Twice.
He ain't had no more money.
It's because he doesn't have any
more money.
He's
like, Brandon, no more hush money. And
yeah, somebody disappeared. Didn't them girlfriends go on Instagram talking about somebody disappeared that was paying them and now they don't got no money?
Oh, I don't know about that. I didn't hear none of that, but.
On the Shade Room. They went on, like, a news outlet. The Shade Room posted that they went on a news outlet talking about that the person that was paying them while he was in jail disappeared after he got indicted for those federal charges. So now they have no money.
I'm talking about R. Kelly has no money.
He can't pay them niggas to hush no more.
He's not getting any money from his royalties at Sony. They're not paying him anymore, from what I heard. He doesn't have any more money saved up. So his man's...
I don't filter, but...
Where's his commissary? Is there somebody to put money on his commissary?
Probably his baby mom.
Who? Which one? Not the one that's got the daughter on Love and Hip, Grown Up. Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Her?
Yeah, she, wait, why is his daughter on Grown Up Hip Hop?
Because she's got the story of the year.
Oh.
Her dad is...
Any money, duh. All right, okay, makes sense.
Who are you talking about?
R. Kelly.
Oh, his daughter's on a show right now?
Uh-huh, Grown Up Hip Hop.
Yeah, I feel mad. I'm listening to all this shit like, where have I been? What the fuck is going on? Being alive.
We're going to talk about what we be doing in the lab.
Word.
Really?
Yeah, really? Yeah, the lab get crazy.
It does? Let me see that.
Damn, you don't have a filter?
You want to make one out of this old raw bag?
But yeah, R. Kelly. Yeah, he's going under the jail. It's over for him.
Damn, they put out the tapes on my man.
Put out, his man's gave it to the police.
He says, man, nobody said, yo, take this. No, I don't want nothing to do with this no more. Or, yeah, he's like, oh, nah, bro. He probably finally felt guilty because niggas apologized that shit. And was like, huh, these tapes are pretty dirty.
Dirty.
Ah. let's just give it up.
Is that what we do? Yeah, that's right. Is that what people do?
It's fine. It's cool.
Do.
I don't know who people do.
When they try to make filters on the fly.
Never make
filters on the fly?
I have, but like, I don't be tending to use like raw backs because somebody had told me one time, like, the dye from that shit, or like the dye from like printed on paper, period, as a filter, being that it's burning.
Oh yeah, it's just gonna burn green. Have you ever seen that?
No. If you burn like printed on paper or whatever, it burns green.
Because of the ink. It's not healthy.
That's why somebody told me, like, yo.
Not using this. I'm just folding it just to.
I mean, like,
No, you run it.
No.
But that's not getting burned. That's a filter.
It's the heat, I think.
The heat is hitting this. So that's just getting like,
taking part of them particles. You hear what I'm saying?
Can we talk about how your bathroom makes me feel like royalty?
It's amazing.
Like, I have to climb to sit on the toilet, and then I'm up high above everything else, and I'm like,
and then
wow.
You just look around, like.
And that painting, first of all, it is kind of uncomfortable because she is staring at me, but it's beautiful. But it's very beautiful.
Just hearing the story got me laughing.
I'm telling you, it's a great experience altogether, huh?
And then I had to go outside and be like, where'd you get these from?
These are interesting.
Yeah, these are very interesting.
I don't know. Every time I come, the boys always have something new updated, so.
Really cool.
She says our bathroom makes her feel like royalty. Makes us feel like royalty.
Oh, that sink too. I was like, okay, nice. Marble. Yeah,
check out the bathroom.
You never been to the bathroom?
I ain't never been to the bathroom.
Wow.
I didn't know it was a place I had to check out.
Yeah.
I gotta get to a bathroom, yo. Know? He's holding it.
No, that bathroom's really nice.
Yeah, I gotta check that.
Now they got this nice big old mirror in there. You can take.
He's talking about this shit like it's a club.
And that's kind of like
that shit jumping.
You would have thought pay admission.
Hell yeah, nice. You going tonight?
You going to the bathroom?
To the BR? I don't know what you wearing, niggas. What you wearing?
Probably somewhere.
Do you see
the bathroom?
Listen.
Come to the bathroom.
If the bathroom was an actual
I'm gonna take that
I don't
off.
Think that oh. I see
but it's
it
only to
as
keep it help
place.
It close really quick. I'm gonna take that off in a bit.
If the bathroom was an actual club, I don't think I see it as a disgusting place. Because you go to the bathroom, at least my bathroom's clean. And this bathroom's nice. Well. If you go to the bathroom, you're comfortable. So imagine this place. I don't know.
Wait, you giving out too many ideas, you bugging.
I'm just listening.
I'm a
visionary.
They're listening to
you. So is everybody else. Like, yeah, bathroom party coming soon. Don't worry about the details.
We're going to work that later.
Any ideas from this point on, if it's bathroom, I'm coming
soon. Also, there's like good-ass things that happen in the bathroom. You can be smoking it out. Put on that shower. You know what I mean?
When I lived on by my own, when I woke up, I would... You know, do my morning pee, and then I would smoke my blunt at the same time. As I morning pee.
That's fire.
See?
I remember the days I used to do that.
With the door open.
Oh, I actually do that all the time.
Because I live on my own.
I did that one time in
the
It's a very comfortable feeling.
Yes.
North Carolina?
You used the bathroom with the door open?
No, I used the bathroom. And
while hitting
like,
the
I was taking shit as hit the blood.
Oh. What is
face
that?
The blood on the
wait.
Toilet.
No, there's a name for that. When you dump and you stuff.
Oh, sorry. Damn, I keep hitting you.
It's cool, because we're in a tight circle. My legs are, like, mellow.
You're relaxed.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Guys, it's literally Satan's dick outside.
Oh, what the? I did not think that was what you were going
to
say.
It took me
to
a one.
Don't forget the balls.
Literally.
It is. My feet were, like, burning.
Look
at who direct sunlight.
Who rolled this?
I did.
No.
Huh? The looks. Yeah, this is coming to me now. That's your turn.
Ooh. I'm gonna be feeling nice in the Queens. Actually, I'm gonna feel nice when I get the haircut.
I'm nice right now.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Niggas is hit. Yo, we about to get a cut.
I can't wait.
You know, where'd Asher Roth go?
I miss him. Yo, niggas forgot about Asher Roth.
What about all the other white rappers that we forgot about?
I Love College. You remember I Love College?
I Love College.
He was like the first.
Even if you weren't in college, you were like
white rappers that came out
after Project X. It was like, I feel like that song reminds me of Project X times.
Yeah, but no, it came out before Project X.
Did it?
Yeah, Project X came out when I was in college. And I Love College came out when I was in high school. I forgot
how old y'all are.
What do you mean, how old are you?
I'm only 23. Well, I'm gonna be 23 on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not used to being older than people now. I think it's because I'm not used to.
Mackie
being
always
older.
Has this sad face when I say that.
When nigga start talking about.
Remembering his youth.
Remembering his youth.
Should be tried.
Come on, man.
It really is.
You only as old as you feel, bro. I'm like,
I do a lot of the shit that I wanted to do.
Wow.
Just because I didn't have money.
I think
so. Honestly.
Honestly, if I had bread, I would have been able to do a lot more shit.
I feel like I could be doing more. I think everybody does, though.
At this age?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody does.
How's your retrograde going? How's your retrograde going?
Oh, the shit is...
I'm crying.
Monday,
my spirit is
Tuesday,
breaking.
I'm bored.
Tuesday, I ain't gonna front. Tuesday, at work, when I was, working and shit, that shit was terrible. I almost fucking flipped the table over.
I don't know what happened.
That's how I got these fucking pimples on my face.
That's what I'm talking?
Stress is so bad. Oh, yeah, that's when I was.
It's been like.
Yeah, I was so mad. I was like, fuck.
I feel like.
That shit had me stressing. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
I feel like the retrograde is like God's way of giving us an exam. Yeah. It's hella test. Like, it's like a fucking.
Like,
bar.
You thought this was hard.
You gotta pass try the
this.
Bar. Yeah,
don't
like,
pass me that anymore.
No.
That's just hard. So I'm telling
that.
That shit.
Oh, yeah, take the paper off.
Nah, it's
not
the paper.
The paper.
Oh, it's the backwood.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just got over a cold because I smoked like 5 backwoods in one day.
Ba-da-ba.
That's not it. 5 backwoods in one day.
Bro, that's all. Some
niggas only smoke backwoods.
And it was a situation where it's like, bro, if you don't smoke these backwoods, you pussy. And they're going to be roasting.
What is this thing that you guys have?
What?
It's like, if I don't do this, I'm pussy. I mean, you do it anyway. You really don't want to do it.
Nah, I don't.
Why do you do that too?
It's the mammalian in me. Like, what's I gotta do
mammalian?
It.
I gotta
I can't
do
be
it.
Pussy.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
And it's not even pussy, like, to other people. It's like pussy to
me.
I feel like you're not respecting yourself in this moment. You respect them so much that you want to, like, show them something. But in reality, you don't respect
yourself.
You
can take the paper off. You can take the paper off.
That's what it really
sounds
like.
It's not the paper, leave.
But I would not have wanted to be sick. For nobody. I don't care.
I wasn't. I wasn't.
I would have tapped, maybe.
I was like, bro, I did 5. And I had to smoke, like, a blunt and maybe, like,
my throat hurts.
2-3 years. Like, that shit had me bussing, bro. I was there like.
Chill out.
And, bro, by Thursday, that was a Sunday, Thursday, coughing up a storm, coughing up phlegm.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not sick, but I'm like, I got phlegm.
Yo.
Shit was trash.
I'm assuming your high is better with.
You can pick your choice.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on,
let
me pop this one first.
Like,
go ahead, kill.
Honestly, my high is better with like a bowl or a bong.
My high is always better with a blunt.
Mine should be better with a J.
Because the blunt is like.
A blunt just makes me feel
that's
like sedated.
On it. And it's like,
even
if you smoke a cigarette, or if you smoke hookah, you know how you feel lightheaded?
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like
feel
smoking,
lightheaded though.
But it's like smoking like paper hookah with weed.
It's kind of,
that's
it's,
literally what it is.
I feel like
is.
It's kind of like liquor. Like what you're first introduced to is kind of like you're the factor of what you like. So like if you were introduced to dark first, now you're a dark liquor person as opposed to like.
No, but I was always, I started out. Smoking blunts, like I smoked
so
the
I.
worst. I learned how to roll blunts by watching fucking YouTube videos. And when I learned, I used to, the first thing I ever smoked, I can never smoke with like Dutches. I can never roll Dutches for whatever reason. Call me pussy, I can't do it. But you get
what?
Because nigga, it's like, I don't know, but there's like, I forgot the name of the other one. You know the one with the, like, it's like black, pink, and like cream? I forgot the name.
No, I'm never brown. I don't be rapping no more.
I used to smoke with owls.
I don't use rap.
Mm-mm. Oh, Bluntvilles.
Bluntvilles.
Bluntvilles. I can roll a blunt.
On,
that's my shit to roll. Like
Bluntville?
If I'm rolling a blunt, I'm gonna get blunt feels. I hate backwoods. Always hated them shits. Them shits get wet. Pause.
Why is that pause?
Because pause to me. Oh, this is a thing that I want to start putting.
I'm gonna safe the J.
Pause hurt? To me.
You gonna what?
Safe the J.
Okay.
Pause to me is.
Do you want? All right, go ahead. Okay. I was just. I don't know.
What's going on?
I'm siphoning the J, so I'm only gonna. I'm gonna go like this. If you want to put that down, you siphon this J regardless.
Okay, I was going to finish. We're going. Nobody else wants to hit it but me.
Yeah, so you the only one that want to eat this right now?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Knock it out. Sure.
So, yeah.
Knock it out. It's you.
Yeah.
My mind bothers.
So pause to me is no longer like a guy thing or like a homosexual thing. Like that's how people try to say it is. It's more of like an inappropriate, like. If it's like, you know how someone says moist, you'd be like, moist, ew. Pause. You feel me? I feel you. Yeah, so it's
pause
like,
is more like ill for you.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's inappropriate.
Call me off guard.
So, yeah.
Like slow down.
That's how I use pause.
Okay.
It's not on some like.
You're redefining basically
the word
bitch, but
you're
pause.
Hey, man, I'm about to make another song called pause.
Earth.
But yeah, that's what.
She said, that's cool.
Let's do the lessons from Lee segment really quick. Before we gotta wrap up really quick, because I gotta dip.
It's all good.
Lessons from Leash is a segment of the show where we talk about an advice column that I follow on Twitter. They put a thread out every week of poor souls that need advice, and it's always interesting questions that they pose to the land of Twitter. And so one day I looked at it and said, I'm sure that my hotbox should definitely answer this way better. So, I have them right here. Follow them at Six Brown Chicks. They're so dope and funny. And the comments are hilarious. All right, question one. Bestie brought her new man home to Houston. He's from Jackson, Mississippi. And for me, it was love at first sight. I told him we could hook up, but he declined. And he warned that he will tell my bestie. I think the true reason he rejected me is because he's gay. Do I tell her?
Wait, the hell?
Why would you tell her some shit you just assume?
Wait, can we talk about how her best friend brought her man, and she said it was love at first sight
for her man.
Yeah, and now she's saying, it sounds like she's mad, honestly, and she's being petty. She's like, I'm going to tell her that her man's gay.
Exactly. Huh. Oh, he don't like me because he's gay. I mean, who don't like me?
Boo. That sounds like somebody who's in denial.
Get off your high horse, ma'am, because...
That's exactly what it sounds.
No.
That's not cute. That's why he didn't like you.
He passed on you because you were trifling, asking about him hooking up with you, and he's your best friend's boyfriend.
And she didn't even say, like, do you want to hook up? She said, it's okay if we hook up. Like,
defeated,
what?
Like.
Did you tell your bestie?
No, I'm cooked. Yeah. Did you just hear me coughing?
Yeah. Niggas defeated.
Yeah, no. That's trifling.
Yeah, no. So my advice to you is you're trifling, and you should probably think about yourself introspectively about how you dealt with this situation and just move on. Move on with yourself because obviously, actually, and tell your best. No. He should tell your best friend, actually, because you're trifling. Like the fact that you went after her man literally while in the same house with them.
Yeah.
Trifling. So I hope he tells, but
bless you. I hope he tells.
But work on yourself.
Yeah, really, because you're trifling.
That needs help.
Yeah, that needs a prayer. Put her on the altar.
That's her retrograde.
Literally. Question two. I'm a good looking brother, not a gold digger. But I hate people who say brother, don't you?
What did you just say?
I'm a good looking brother.
Not a gold digger.
Not a gold digger.
You don't want to say nigga.
Oh, is that what that is?
You didn't want to say nigga. I'm a good looking brother. Or they changed it. Because they probably sent it to him, and, you know, they probably didn't want nigga on there. Because
no, they say nigger. There's sometimes they have racist.
Really?
They have racist people, like, that submit things and ask questions, so people are like, you're just racist. It's racist. Okay. But question two. I guess, I don't know. I thought he was doing a Kanye thing. But I do have requirements to date me. She must have a crib and a spare car.
Spare car? What's a spare car?
I just crashed my girl's car, so, okay. And I'm hooking up with an older woman to pay for it. Oh, okay. Older woman told my girl now, and all hell broke loose. Help.
What am I helping you with?
you what? Like,
what am I helping you with?
I feel like these questions could be very
simple. You answered your own questions as to what is wrong with your life. You said, hey, okay, you crashed your girl's car.
I help you.
You have a girl.
I'm going to help
you. Help him.
Stay with the older chick.
The older chick said he told his girl.
Okay. Yeah.
So this older chick.
That means he can't stay with the older chick.
Are you telling him to go back to the older woman?
Yeah.
Well, 9 times out of 10, she might not want him.
He could play that if he's nice.
She might be tired of giving him money.
He could play that if he's nice.
He could. I don't know.
So you just got to think about it.
No, I'm saying I don't know because I think he's enabling this bad behavior.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he should.
That's the logical. After that, I'm not saying that after this he can continue his toxicity. Mm-hmm. You should stop it after this. Mm-mm. I want to tell you, guy, whoever you are, mans, mandem, the Fargo.
Oh my gosh.
My nigga.
Hey.
Bro.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Stop being toxic.
Yeah, because this is the same.
But go back to the old chick.
She obviously the one with the money, so.
Yeah, that's why.
Like,
I'm
if
saying.
That's all you want.
That seems to be what
no,
he
can just stay with the older chick. He got to stay with her. He can't leave.
Wait, why was he saying that's that it. He got standards? What does that have to do with anything?
And that's why, like...
What are these things again?
This man is psychotic. Delusional.
Delusional.
You got to have... She has to have a big house and a spare car for you.
I still don't know what a spare car is.
Oh, it sounds like, he can't...
Fuck is a spare car?
Well, for him, he doesn't want to... He does not...
She says she has to have a spare car.
Yeah. His standards
even if I had four cars, which one would be spare? To me.
No.
To me.
The second, third, and fourth one.
Those are spare cars?
Which one is the first?
Hell no. I'm running all them shit because those are my cars.
How would you know...
The fuck is a spare car?
How would you know the first?
No, how would you know the order? Like, I wouldn't know how to judge it.
I'm judging off the way I'm moving that day. That's how I'm judging.
The one that you use the most. That's your first car, bro. You're not about to use unless you got it like that. You rich.
Hey, niggas got four cars. He's rich.
No. You can have four cars and not use
like,
the cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying, but if I'm saying four cars, I'm not meaning like a couple
of
cords.
If you have five plates, use all plates.
Which one's your favorite?
Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how to judge that.
So I'd pick my favorite car and the rest is my spare.
No, I'm telling him if you have five plates, are you gonna use all?
That's like saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like saying I have spare money. Like, is that a thing? Can I have spare money?
Yeah.
What the fuck is spare money? What are you talking
what
about?
Makes spare it money. Spare.
What makes it spare? Money. That's what I'm asking.
That's
bro, the
savings.
Money that you're saving.
That's spare? Yeah. No, that doesn't spare my money. It's still my money. I'm just saving it. It's not sparing.
That's
it's
not saving.
Sparing
that
over there.
Hold on. That sparing doesn't mean
where
it's
is
not
there?
Yours.
In the bank or wherever you spare your money.
Spare does not mean that it's not yours. And it's
I'm using spare.
I'm not saying that it's not.
They're
using spare wrong.
I'm over here like.
What is spare money? Like, who just has spare money?
I'm really stuck. Like, with
spare
numbers,
cars.
Formulas.
What? Spare cars, the one that you use the least. That's for
no,
like, can I borrow your car? Okay.
Which one?
So that means you have another.
Whichever you're willing to spare.
Whatever you're willing to spare.
That's the correct
that,
way.
That is work. Wild. That is the correct way, though. Which one can you spare me?
Fuck it.
But I don't have spare cars. No. I don't have spare cars.
All right.
Breaking down the word spare and using it correctly.
Detroit. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't hear your joke.
What'd you say? All right. Question three?
He whispered it to me. I didn't hear it.
Can I have some chips?
Yeah.
Question three. Detroit girl spending the summer in Tennessee. Met a preacher. I drink and curse, etc., and he doesn't like it, of course. Time for sex, and he ties me down to the bed.
Ooh.
I think it's freaky time.
Freaky
but he
time.
Starts saying prayers and splashing me with holy water. I'm still enraged, all caps. Help.
Is this real?
These are all real people.
These are real life. Holy shit. Where do I live? What life am I living at this moment?
I always say I'm not living my best.
I'm not living the best.
She just got tied down by a preacher so that he can secretly.
Splash.
He is doing an exorcism
on you.
Uh-huh. As you're in the bed thinking it's freaky time.
And the fact that you called it freaky time. Exactly. We should discuss that first. Why are you still in level of freaky time and not? Let's get this dick. Like, what's good? Like, freaky, man.
I like that song. I don't even like Tory Lanez like that.
That song is fucking fire.
Are you trying to get over it?
I think you need to leave him alone. He's obviously not accepting of you.
Yeah.
Who? He's throwing holy water and saying.
He's not accepting. He's trying to extract demonic powers, I guess, that this girl must be tempting him with. So that he can spend the rest of his life with her. He's doing something. He's working. Let him work.
Oh my God. What?
He's working. He cared enough to get you to the crib, tied you down because he felt maybe tempted by you. But he's a preacher.
But hear me out.
He wants to spend the rest.
At this point, I can report this.
You could, but you might like it. He's taking his chance.
He's throwing holy water on me and saying Beelzebub. Wait, I don't understand.
What happens if it's like role play?
She said I'm enraged because for him. This was, I need to get this demon out of you. For her, she thought, oh, this must be role play, right?
She was trying to get the freak out of him?
He was trying to get the freak up out of her.
So that he could live holy with her.
Extract the demon.
But listen.
But that's not a demon.
Do you think that he manipulated this girl all the way to the bedroom so that he can extract this demon out of her?
And I think that's why she needs to leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
He's not stable.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, regardless, he's not.
Just
there's so many questions to this. No, there's so many, like, hidden questions. I feel like there needs to be more context. Like, was he hard during this time?
Hold on.
There are a lot of questions that do need to be answered, actually. Is this a role play for him or not? Because you didn't tell me the ending. Did you get the fuck up out? How'd you get about them restraints?
How did you get out?
Exactly.
I have so many questions right now.
Girl, you need to fill in the blanks. You're not giving us enough information. We can't judge you.
Are they allowed one tweet at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Yo, what's good? I'm in a building with Lit Like Leash. You know what it is. What's coming on, man? The month of August is coming up. That's a big thing. Shout out to all my Leos in the building. You know what it is.
That was that.
Shout out to everything going on in August.
What's going on in August, nigga?
August Rush.
August Rush? Carabana. Carabana.
I see you, August. August is coming. I see you.
I see you.
You're coming in a couple of weeks. Nigga,
just know.
What is happening in August?
Just know August is.
You know how his name is August? Mm-hmm. Like Dean August?
Oh, you got some things coming in the way.
Oh, that's the first thing you thought. That's dope. I got some things on the way now that you mentioned it. Thanks, Mackie. I didn't know you were going to bring it up, but since you brought it up. What?
Hey, you should do a promo video with that. Mm-hmm. Then name it and just say it's Dean August. Mm-hmm. Instead of just regular August.
Instead of just regular August. Like, why?
This is Dean's August.
The August of 2019.
That sounds like a festival.
It should.
Dean's August.
Yeah, the festival's called August, and it's yours.
Dean's.
I don't know. Yeah, anyway, awesome real shit. Not no fantasy shit right now. Real quick, yo, I got this project. I'm trying to release some music, finally. Mm-hmm. Not like, you know, the Jersey clubs, aside from the production shit. Okay. I'm trying to release some, like, you know, real, like, vocal to the mic, mm-hmm. written, you know what I mean, some music. So,
okay.
In the month of August, I'm planning to release about, like, 5. Hopefully, this goes well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll reach you and stuff.
I'm excited.
Instagram, Paraskeva, Paraskeva.
Okay. That was the coolest way I ever heard you say that.
That was really cool.
She said Paraske. I was like, woo!
And she hit it. That's
just that peanut. Stop eating that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You've been in the lab too.
I'm going to stalk you. Really?
Ain't been in the lab.
You're here now, you're game. All right, Mackie.
Yo.
With this do-rag.
Oh, yeah, my hair's
terrible.
Wait,
I love
black men. Is that your own?
No, I don't know.
Yo, it's Mackie Omo with the famous purple do-rag. You know what it is. Sunflower Project dropped 3 songs. You know, just giving you some conscious shit, you know. feeling the ground, and I gave a little, you know, girl song and shit.
Okay.
You know, Sunflower Project. It's in my bio, Mackie OMO. Mackie OMO. M-A-C-K-Y.
OMO. Oh. All right, guys. Go ahead and say goodbye.
All right, y'all. You know what it is. Catch y'all next time. You know what it is.
You know what it
is. You know what it is. You know what it is.
And we'll see you guys. Remember to keep those blunts lit.
You know what it is.
Keep that mind sparked.
You know what it is.
Your doodles.
You know what it is.
Yeah, man. I've been doing this shit for a while, man. You know, and I never got this conscious before, so. I just say, you know, I might as well. I'm gonna just make this one for free, you know. This one is for free. You feel me?
Lonely kid, barely had friends in class. When moving to the eighth grade, a nigga barely passed. I mean, I got sent to Africa, but that didn't last. My first love over there, but she don't miss my ass. But now I have class, but I don't have a stash, so I can't really be bragging about shit I don't have. My parents won't move past, my reckless has passed, and see that I don't see life as just grabbing some ass. I mean, I'm moving right, focusing on the light, cause if the darkness takes over, then the demons come out, right? And if you trust the Lord, then I'll be home tonight. Don't worry, my team is nice, and we know all right. So, 12 ain't gunning down my niggas tonight, so you can sleep tight, cause I move extremely precise. But let's get back to where I was leading to the night, and discover that I can put this shit on the mic. I mean, I move in the light, I move in the light, and I ain't trying to die tonight, so I be thinking about the bad days, the hard ways, how crime pays. I move in the light, we move in the light, and I ain't trying to die tonight, so I be thinking about the bad days, the hard ways, how crime pays. I'm focused now, people fucking with the style, and the 12th I am owning my own now. Yeah, I'm trying to get money from rap to buy some rap and smoke back to better days. Now that's a fact. I'm just trying to stack some racks with a bad black John in the back of my lack, singing holiday tunes before I am consumed while I'm tripping off some shrooms. Cause rich niggas never really die in the womb. You know you just trying to be me? Well, I'm better than we, and that's not something that you can see. Mama told me fight for your own and what you believe. Scheming through the works, cause movies not better than dreams. The generation with pride just voted for the next genocide. I mean, where is the God through the TV lines, crying out as they die? Now I got more t-shirts than friends alive. What's different on this side? Move in the light, I move in the light, and I ain't trying to die tonight, so I be thinking about the bad days, the hard ways, how crime pays. I move in the light, we move in the light, and I ain't trying to die tonight, so I be thinking about the bad.